Coming up in Today in History, a founding father is born on this day. And though he helped save, create, and organize our new republic, he's practically forgotten. Who is he? We'll find out. Let's get started. Oliver Ellsworth was born in Connecticut on April 29th, 1745. He studied law and became an attorney, and he played a huge role in the American Revolution. In 1777, he was a representative for his home state to the Continental Congress, and he served the cause until the end of the war. Now, once the war was over, Ellsworth wanted to make sure America would survive the critical period under the weak Articles of Confederation. America was hanging by a thread at this time, and many thought the new experiment would fall apart just as soon as it got started. Now, this brought him to the Constitutional Convention, where he played an active role. Now, one of his most recognized contributions is his resolution to amend the word national to United States. That's just a little thing there. But from that point on, the term United States was used in the convention to label the government. But his greatest impact at the convention was in introducing the Connecticut Compromise, which is also referred to as the Great Compromise of 1787 or Sherman's Compromise. Now, here's how it came about. There was a debate in the convention regarding representation. The large states wanted the representation to be based on population. The small states thought that if that happened, their voice would never be heard. And so the debates were so heated, some thought the convention would break up, and as a result, so would the country. But the Sherman Compromise satisfied the large states because it called for proportional representation in the House of Representatives, and it satisfied the small states by providing for equal representation in the Senate. Whew! Crisis averted. Well, Ellsworth also served on the Committee of Five that prepared the first draft of the Constitution. Ellsworth, however, had to leave the convention before he could sign the document. But once he got home, he wrote his Letters of a Landholder praising the Constitution and encouraging its ratification. They're fun letters to read. You can find them online for free. Now, once the Constitution was ratified, he labored hard at working out the practical details of running this new government. In 1789, he became a member of the first Senate, where he chaired the committee organizing the federal judiciary. And he also served on the committee that considered Alexander Hamilton's plan for funding the national debt and for incorporating the Bank of the United States. Then, in 1796, he was further honored when President Washington appointed him Third Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Now, there's more. He became a commissioner to France in 1799 and 1800. He was a busy man and did a lot for the cause of these United States. And now, after this last commission to France, his work is done. He served his country's cause during the war. He helped save it during the critical period, and he helped organize and he nursed it during the first years under the new Constitution. Ellsworth retired from public life in 1801, and he died in 1807. William Pierce wrote of him that he is a gentleman of a clear, deep, and copious understanding, eloquent and connected in public debate, and always attentive to his duty. No wonder he made such a contribution. Happy birthday, Mr. Chief Justice Ellsworth. Thanks for your service.